This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 369 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. March corn, 382, up 1.5. May corn, 391, up 1.5. November soybeans, 1027.5, down 12 3/4. January soybeans, 1025 3/4, down 11. March soybeans, 1030 1/4, down 10. December wheat, 517 1/4, up 2 3/4. March wheat, 527 1/4, up 1. May wheat, 535, up 1. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices, they ended mixed on Monday afternoon with corn and wheat higher and soybeans lower. In today's USDA crop production report, there were no changes in the Illinois production numbers, but the report did lower the average yield for the U.S. corn crop from 174.2 in October to 173.4 in today's report. The U.S. soybean yield increased from 47.1 in October to 47.5 in today's report. And in today's crop condition report, 87% of the Illinois corn harvest is now complete, with 91% of the soybean harvest done. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 2 to 4 cents at 331 to 346, while soybean bids were down 11 to 12 cents at 973 to 1004. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 328 to 352. Soybean bids 10 to 11 cents lower, ranging from 993 to 1024. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended steady to a penny higher at 319 to 347. Soybean bids down 5 to 12 cents at 975 to 1031. And wheat bids mostly 2 cents higher on Monday at 420 to 454. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 11 to 22 cents lower at 10.08 to 10.41. Basis ended steady to 10 cents weaker, ranging from 18 under to 15 over the January. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $415.90 to $437.90 per ton. That's down $9.50 to $10.50 per ton, with basis steady to a dollar lower, ranging from 35 to 57 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 2 cents at 361 to 369, with basis steady ranging from 8 under to option the December. Illinois river barge loading elevators, they quoted their producer corn bids mixed at 339 to 349, with basis steady to 5 cents lower, ranging from 30 under to 20 under December. Soybeans were down 14 to 15 cents at 10.16 to 10.28, with basis down 3 to 4 cents, ranging from 10 under to 2 over the January. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids mixed at 3.66 to 3.69. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 14 to 23 cents, with quotations at 10.44 to 10.48. Soft red winter wheat mostly 2 cents higher at 497 to 517, and the Milo did end 2 cents higher at 399 to 405. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 342 up to 355. January soybean bids at 994 to 1018. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 343 up to 362. January soybean bids 1002 to 1034. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 351 to 367. January soybean bids 1011 to 1041. And wheat bids for June, July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 471 up to 512. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 167.12, up 32 cents. February live cattle, 168.52, up 15 cents. April live cattle, 167.55, up 40 cents. November feeder cattle, 239.02, up 50 cents. January feeder cattle, 232.75, up 30 cents. March feeder cattle, 230.30, up 65 cents. December lean hogs, $89.55, up 77 cents. February lean hogs, $89.10, up 67 cents. April lean hogs, $90.80, up 70 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you Monday the 10th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 2 cents higher in the range of 73 to 88 with the weighted average carcass price of $85.42. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading sharply higher with moderate demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 60 to 68, 4 to 5 weight 66 to 73, 5 to 6 weight 68 to 75, and 600 pounds and up 70 to 77. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts and country buying points are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $58 to $60. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 13,276 head. And now for the report from the November bred cow sale at Greenville. Starting with the medium and large first stage young, they were $1,800 to $1,900. Medium and large second stage young, $1,700 to $3,700. Bred cows, medium and large third stage young, were $2,000 to $2,900. On to large second stage young cows, they were $2,100 to $4,500. Large second stage middle age cows, $1,800 to $3,800. Large second stage age cows were $1,250 to $2,000. Bred cows, large third stage middle age were $1,825 to $4,200. And on to the cow-calf pairs, medium and large one, middle-aged, $2,350 to $4,300. Medium and large one, aged, $1,700 to $2,875. Now in the direct cattle trade, we have no reportable trade to report today. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 271 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $93.79, and that was 95 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses, $249.14, that was 3 cents higher, with select carcasses at $239.15, that was $1.08 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 108,000. That compared to 113,000 last week and 108,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 428,000. That compared to 432,000 last week and 392,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.48. December corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.66. November corn delivered to Scottville, $3.42. December corn delivered to Scottville, $3.57. November beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.05. December beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.27. November beans delivered to Scottville, $10.05. December beans delivered to Scottville, $10.27. November wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.61. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $3.48, corn at Scottville is $3.42, beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $10.05, and wheat at Scottville is $4.61. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois. Color radar showing scattered light showers at this point west of Route 4 and moving to the east. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Carlinville Truck Equipment makes industrial rollback equipment loaders, and because of this, they have the equipment and expertise to fix or fabricate just about anything metal around your business or farm. If you need truck or trailer repair, hoist or winch service, custom fabrication, or stock metal, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 217-854-6706 or log on to ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706.
For today across mid-Illinois, for your Veterans Day, becoming partly cloudy with falling temperatures and northwest winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, clear and colder, lows in the mid-20s, and for tomorrow Wednesday, sunny skies, highs in the mid-30s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy, low temperatures in the low 20s, high temperatures in the mid-30s. Right now at the Weather Center, west winds at 11 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is rising. We have partly cloudy skies at the Weather Center on this Tuesday morning. Right now, 43 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
If you are disabled, you may have applied for Social Security Disability, or maybe you are just thinking about applying and want to know more. If that's the case, give us a call at the Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois for a free consultation. If you can't come in, we can even apply for disability for you on the phone. Give us a call at 217-324-2323 or visit our new website at www.drummonddisability.com.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. We'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
It's tillage time at Seavers Equipment Company. Accelerate residue breakdown with the new Accelerator Vertical Tillage System from Krause. The Accelerator four-step process provides the operator a choice of moving soil to fill ruts in smooth fields or leave more residue to meet highly erodible land conditions. With the unique Excalibur blades, you can be confident that the fall operation will allow maximum residue decomposition and promote superior seed bed preparation in high residue situations. The Accelerator from Krause. Check it out at Seavers Equipment Company in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.
Relevance in today's global marketplace takes more than words. It takes commitment to CHS. This commitment includes investments of $200 million in Illinois over the past 4 years. Across the United States, total committed investments exceed $5 billion, upgrading refineries, building the first cooperatively owned fertilizer plant in 35 years to supply your nitrogen needs, and much more. CHS, farmer-owned with global connections, remaining relevant for you. CHS Louder Business Unit.
The National Corn Growers Association is urging the Army Corps of Engineers to delay work on the Mississippi River that would shut down a portion of the river channel to barge traffic. The Corps of Engineers Thursday announced they are shutting down 5 miles of the river near Memphis for 2 weeks to all daylight traffic. NCGA Vice President of Production and Utilization, Paul Bertels, says the timing of the work is problematic.
They're calling it like mat lane or something, but really it's some bank stabilization and levee work, the way I understand it. So, you know, it's important work. It has to be done. What we're saying is, hey, you're timing it really, really bad. With all that's going on, this is the absolute worst time to be doing this. And in addition, hey, you know, the grain industry could be incredibly dynamic working around issues that we know are coming. I find it hard to believe that you couldn't tell us that you guys were getting ready to shut the river.
Bertel says while the river will be open at night, it won't be enough time to get all the traffic through.
And it goes both ways. So, you know, loads of grain heading south or, you know, either empties or northbound product coming north. I mean, you know, last I heard is they were still hauling salt into Chicago and Pittsburgh and places like that. So, you know, you have a lot of product that's moving both ways. And sure, the river's open at night for traffic, but the problem is you don't have enough time to clear each day's backlog during, you know, just 12 hours of dark.
In the letter from NCGA, it stated the association believes the closure could create backups as long as 75 miles. The closure could result in delays of grain shipments, bringing potential financial implications on farmers. The weekly Illinois Crop and Weather Report was released. Corn and soybean harvest continued last week. Activities included fall tillage and nitrogen applications. There were 5.8 days suitable for field work for the week ending November 9th. Statewide precipitation averaged 0.42 inches, 0.26 inches below normal. The average temperature was 44.2 degrees, 0.8 degrees below normal. Corn harvest was 87% complete, 5 percentage points behind last year, but ahead of the 5-year average of 84%. Soybean harvest was 91% complete, 5 percentage points behind last year, and behind the 5-year average of 93%. Sorghum harvest was 83% complete, 84% of the winter wheat has been planted, and 52% has emerged. Winter wheat condition was rated at 3% very poor, 3% poor, 34% fair, 58% good, and 2% excellent. Pasture condition was rated at 1% very poor, 6% poor, 27% fair, 50% good, and 16% excellent. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 7% short, 78% adequate, and 15% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 9% short, 80% adequate, and 10% surplus. Area schools have applied for and are receiving grants from the St. Louis Dairy Council. Nutrition educator with the St. Louis Dairy Council, Joyce Fickrey, went more in depth on their Dollars for Dairy grant program.
For the past couple years now, St. Louis Dairy Council has offered Dollars for Dairy grants to schools. And these are grants that schools can apply for. They can receive up to $2,000, and it's to help increase dairy servings throughout the school day, you know, during school meals, breakfast or lunch. So I will be visiting several schools in the local area that applied for our Dollars for Dairy grant and received the Dollars for Dairy grant.
Now, why are schools so interested in these grants? Is it an endeavor to have more options in the school diet?
I think they're always looking for new ways to kind of entice their students to eat and also to provide them with healthy foods that they really do love. And one of the schools I'm visiting has started a smoothie program. So they are offering smoothies for both breakfast and lunch. And smoothies are a great way to not only increase the amount of dairy in the diet, but also to add some servings of fruits in there as well.
And how does a school find out about this grant program and then apply for it?
Well, we do have information that's posted on our website. And after the first of the year, starting in January 2015, we will have a new application form available for them to review. And of course, one of the things I do as a nutrition educator is I'm out and about in the schools and visiting with them and letting them know about the opportunities that are available. It's really been an interesting program. We've had many schools do different things with this. Some of my schools in the past have purchased glass front dairy merchandisers so that students can purchase things like milk, string cheese. Sometimes they'll have cheese cubes in there, and even things like chocolate pudding so the kids can purchase that. They've done that. I've had schools start breakfast in the classroom, which is an interesting program, and that almost has either doubles or triples the number of students that start their day with breakfast. So that's been an awesome program.
And we have heard from you that breakfast is a very important meal of the day, so that is great for the schools to be doing that.
Absolutely. Children need to start their day with breakfast, as all adults do as well, because it really is the way to kickstart everything and get them ready and prepared to learn at school.
So it sounds like there is a lot of free rein for what the schools can do with this grant program.
Right. We have certain, you know, rules and regulation strategies and things like that we make available to them, but they really determine what the best fit is for their particular school, the best way that they can use it. So it gives them, I think, a lot of opportunity to figure out how they can use it and make it better for their school and also for their students.
And you said that we have had some area schools that have successfully applied for this grant program. Do you mind sharing what those schools are?
Sure. Actually, I will be visiting Nokomis Junior High and High School, and they have started a smoothie program this year for their students, offering that at breakfast and lunchtime. Last year, we had Litchfield School District apply for a grant, and they had a glassfront merchandiser, again, where they offered extra dairy foods. I also later this year will be visiting with Hillsborough High School, and they just needed extra storage for some of their dairy foods, so they're using that for extra milk, for cottage cheese, and I think they are also doing yogurt parfaits. That's been something that's been very popular with students as well. So it just gives them an opportunity to try more things and, again, hopefully make the food choices healthier for their students.
All right, very good. Sounds like a great program. And once again, if schools want to find out more information about these programs, where can they go?
They should visit our website, which is stldairycouncil.org. And you can also, if you want specific information, email our info account. So that's info@stldairycouncil.org.
Again, that was nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council, Joyce Fickrey. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.